I don't know. Ghost in the Machine, everybody.
That's a little weird.
That's a little weird. It just kept stopping by itself. But Jane's finger was there.
Yeah, it's my magic finger, Mike.
That's what everybody says.
Let me do this straight up, 11 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Yay!
Yay! We got it on time. Mike,
yeah.
What did we just hear?
We heard Charing Cross in a brand new song called Riches from them. It's just wonderful. I mean, they have their first record that came out, I think, in 2020. And these guys met in Linfield High School. And their first record was great. And from what I just heard on this one, without all the stops, it just sounds like a great record.
Yeah,
so
amazing.
I saw them live a little while ago, beginning of the summer. And they know the invitation is open for them to come in here and chat when their new record comes out. So I hope they do. That was Charing Cross from Linfield, Massachusetts.
I hope they do, too, because I love when you interview. It's really fun. Like, today's show was great, Mike.
And, well, I love Linnea's Garden.
That was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Awesome. Absolutely.
So now I have to send you out into the steamy...
It's pretty steamy in here, too, even with a big air conditioner. It's crazy.
I know. When we have that lovely background noise, which makes me crazy, because of course I want a silent studio, but that's not happening.
Not today.
And, even on a day like today, even I need the air conditioning. So,
yeah, so what is happening with the six-pack at noon?
Well, I really didn't have a choice, Mike. It's a tribute to Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, yeah.
I have been really, really... really hit by that, by her passing.
It's one I didn't expect at all.
No, 56 years old.
No.
We're gonna do a spotlight on Sinead today at noon, and of course, lots of great stuff. I got a bunch of new music and old favorites, and we're leaning into Freeform here on Something About the Women today.
Very excited. All right, everybody, stay tuned for Jane and Something About the Women here on WMFO.
In where, Mike?
You got to actually push.
I know. I'm waiting for it.
CD1 where, is there.
Just
and then you
tell
push.
Us where we are. Tell us where we are. What town are we in, Mike?
We're in Medford, Massachusetts.
We are indeed. Peace out.
Peace out.
And they said, is this man a Jew? Cause they're working for the clampdown. And they put up a poster saying, we're more than you and we're working for the clampdown. We'll teach our twisted speech to the young believers. Train our blue-eyed men to be young believers. Judging 5 to 10, I said double that again. I'm not working for the clampdown. Well, no one born with a living soul could be working for the clampdown. Kick over the wall, cause governments to fall. How can you refuse it? Let fury have the hour, anger can't be power. Don't you know that you can use it? Voices in your head are calling. Stop wasting your time, there's nothing coming. Only a fool would think someone could save you. Then at the factory you're old and cunning. Don't know nothing, so boy, get running. It's the best years of your life they want to steal. You calm down, cause working for the clampdown. And you start wearing the blue and the brown, cause you're working for the clampdown. So you got someone to boss around, does it make you feel big now? And you drift until you brutalize. You made your first kill now. I say in these days of evil presidents, working for the clampdown. So lately one or two have fully paid their dues. Working for the clampdown. Working for the clampdown. Here you are now. Working for the clampdown. Here you are now. Working for the clampdown. Kick over the wall. Working for the clampdown. Cause governments to fall. Working for the clampdown. How can you refuse? Working for the clampdown. Hey, get along now. Working for the clampdown.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. But the best thing you've ever done for me was to help me take my life less seriously. 'Cause it's only life after all. A call that's hard to hear. I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shore. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountain. Children, I drank from the fountains. But there's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, the closer I am. Seek my source for some definitive, the closer I am.
I really enjoyed that. That was Brandy Carlile and Catherine Carlile doing a cover, of course, of the Indigo Girls' Closer to Fine. That is actually from the Barbie album, Best Weekend Ever Edition. And we started out the show with the Indigo Girls themselves doing a cover of The Clash's Clamp Down. It is 11:12, and you are listening to Something About the Women on WMFO. Something About the Women is here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we play music by women across all musical genres. My name is Jane. I co-host the show with Sue and with Kirsten. Each of us rotates in the squeaky and not particularly comfortable DJ chair here in the studio with the air conditioning doing its best in the background. We love our listeners. We have a Facebook page, Something About the Women, and we just really appreciate everybody listening. And we're going to start out this next set of music with some new cuts. Mike always does new noise, and, you know, I do from time to time, but we're going to lean into that now, and we're going to hear a few new songs, and I look forward to coming back and telling you what you heard. Here we go.
They swore they locked you up in that box they put you in. Spread lies about you to her, him, and them. Fetal position is where
just before the break of day.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Time that I've taken, I pray is not there is a you.
To anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids.
I'd always hoped for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
All right, we started out that set of wonderful music, I think, with brand new stuff, three brand new, newly released cuts. The first was Melody Angel and her song Down to the River that is from her album Indie Blues Girl. She's great. And then we heard Meredith Edgar. That was a single that she just released. Bandcamp just told me about it this morning. Meredith Edgar with Washed Up. Miko Marks, Feel Like Going Home, from her EP, Our Vinyl Sessions. She's so talented. And then, you know, three songs that are inspired by kind of pop culture-y stuff happening right now. One was Taylor Swift's song, Love Story. That is from Taylor's version of Fearless. You know how she's re-recording all of her old albums so as to not give money to abusive producers in the music industry. Go Taylor. Love Story was featured in a pivotal episode of season two of The Bear. And the way that it was used in that episode was so powerful. I've been thinking about that song ever since I watched it. We heard Sarah Bareilles, her song One Sweet Love, which is from her first album. Her album is called Little Voice. And it's also the name of a song, but it ended up on the cutting room floor. It did not make her first album, released in 2007. So Little Voice doesn't contain the song Little Voice. But that is the title of an Apple Plus series for which Sarah Bareilles wrote the music and is involved as a producer. And that is a really fun show to watch on Apple Plus. So Sarah Bareilles, One Sweet Love. And of course, oh my, Tufts alum and amazing, inspirational person, Tracy Chapman, Fast Car. Tracy wrote that song, and that is from her debut album released back in 1988. And Luke Combs is having a moment with it right now. And I hope that Tracy is raking it in from all those royalties as the songwriter. But you can't beat the original Tufts alum, Tracy Chapman. And so coming up at noon, we're going to have our tribute to Sinead O'Connor, but we've got great music between now and then, and here is a fellow Irish woman, Imelda May.
Wait. my life is flying high, but you and I have ended our days of dreaming.
kiss. Who will touch me as deep as you know you have? Once that I saw how to see, all of your love was looking back at me. It was hard not to fulfill the prophecy, but hey, 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 hey. You can do when you've lost everything.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, so in that last set of music, we started out with Imelda May and Pulling the Rug. And then we heard some still fairly new music from Beth Orton. That was Arms Around a Memory from her 2022 album, Weather Alive. The amazing